WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the weekend, Connie Chung was dismissed as co-anchor of the CBS Evening News, returning Dan Rather to solo anchor status. TV critic David Bianculli has been covering the story and has this perspective.
Yesterday, Dan Rather didn't just anchor the news, he was the news. And at the end of last night's CBS Evening News with Dan Rather, he admitted as much.
Before we say goodnight, some news about ourselves. CBS News management has decided that the CBS Evening News should return to a single anchor format. Connie Chung's future with CBS News is still under consideration and discussion. If you'll allow a personal note, though, I'd like to take this moment to wish my longtime friend and colleague Connie Chung good luck and Godspeed. Dan Rather, CBS News reporting. Good night.
What happened? That depends on whom you talk to. Yesterday, I talked with Dan Rather and with Connie Chung, and I'm still not sure. He says the whole thing came to a head after the bombing in Oklahoma City, when Chung got the assignment and he was told to remain on vacation. She says it's been simmering a lot longer than that, with CBS management not giving her the backing she needed to be on a truly equal status with Rather. He says he hopes she remains at CBS. She says, no way. She says her dismissal smacks of sexual discrimination, and that like Barbara Walters, she was a victim of the old boys club. He says, no way. And so it goes. Here's what I say. I say the pairing of Rather and Chung was a bad idea from the start, for several reasons. First of all, the most successful co-anchor teams in broadcast history are Chet Huntley and David Brinkley on NBC in the 60s, and Robert McNeil and Jim Lehrer, who are still doing it on PBS in the 90s. In both cases, one secret of their success is that there was a reason for them both to be there. One reported from Washington, the other from New York. Another secret of their success, on air, they meshed. Chung and Rather, on the other hand, spend most of their time at the same anchor desk. And they didn't mesh. Second of all, one reason CBS management brought Chung aboard in the first place is that her celebrity interviews got high ratings, which they thought would help the broadcast. But when Chung chased around Tanya Harding at the 1994 Olympics, she wasn't just doing it for her Eye to Eye news magazine. She also was a CBS Evening News co-anchor. Now try and imagine Dan Rather or Walter Cronkite visiting Tanya Harding to watch her pack a Bible in her suitcase. No way. So that impacted poorly on the CBS Evening News. And so, of course, did the interview with Newt Gingrich's mom, even though that whole thing was taken largely out of context. The key thing there, though, is that it was CBS that took it out of context in the first place, by promoting the just between you and me question and the Hillary Clinton is a bitch answer so heavily in advance. CBS kept urging Chung to do those sorts of interviews and promoted them heavily, but then allowed her to accept the blame when the media dumped all over her. That's the part that isn't Chung's fault, just as the way Rather was shut out of the Oklahoma City story wasn't his fault. To the viewers, as I see it, this on-air TV divorce is good news all around. Dan Rather will make it a point of doing better work and more reporting. And if the Mississippi keeps rising, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him there hip deep by the end of next week. Connie Chung will land somewhere high profile, maybe at Fox. And if she's smart, she'll push to do more newsworthy interviews, which will be better for her and better for TV. The best news, though, is that the network news itself across the board might take this as a sign that ratings and cosmetic pairings don't count as much as solid reporting and presentation. Right now, the highest-rated newscast is ABC's, the one that does the best and most serious job across the board. That's the way it is, and that's the way it ought to be.
David Bianculli covers television for the New York Daily News.